Jai, o glorie tu Srila Prabhupada. Shri Radha Gopinaji, Arita Visakha Ji Ki Jai, Shri Chi Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra Ki Jai, Giridhari Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. So, welcome. We are here to discuss about this paper, Harmonizing ISKCON's Lines of Authority, which is an official paper that the GBC body has produced. Just how many of you have read this paper? Please raise your hands. Wow, only three. Three and a half. Okay. I was hoping more of you had read it. So, because, you know, we have to read it together then. We'll do this. We'll read it together. And I would hope that you'd keep your questions, you write down questions, or, you know, so if you have a good memory, memorize your questions, and we'll discuss everything at the end. All right? I'll read it through with my poor English. Harmonizing ISKCON's Lines of Authority, Preface. This paper has been voted on by the GBC and is now an official GBC policy paper. The following offers more about the paper's purpose and scope. The topic of lines of authority is a heritage or legacy issue. By heritage or legacy issues, we mean those topics that are of core importance to the future of ISKCON. These are the issues that are going to be relevant for generations to come. How to address them in a way that reflects Srila Prabhupada's intent and purpose will be expressed in papers like this one. This Lines of Authority paper is not the full and final statement on this topic. Rather, it is a good first step. The GBC fully expects that the paper will be updated, made more comprehensive, and improved in the course of time. Of special importance is the section outlining conduct for gurus, managers, and disciples. Starting implementation of these practices now will provide the GBC with valuable feedback on where the paper works and what needs to be adjusted and improved. History of the topic.
Are you there?
Yeah. Several years ago, the GBC embarked upon developing a systematic plan for the future of ISKCON. They selected several issues of primary importance to the movement and formed committees to discuss those issues. One of the committees was requested to study the divergent lines of authority within ISKCON and suggest a method for settling disagreement between them. The members of this committee were Banu Swami, Guru Prasad Swami, Prahladananda Swami, Ramai Swami, Shivaram Swami, Badri Narayan Prabhu, and later Niranjana Swami. After a thorough discussion, the members of this committee concluded that the most pressing issue to address was the tension created when spiritual masters sometimes act as an independent line of authority within ISKCON. I'll need some water at one point. Focus of the essay. Hence, this essay will focus exclusively on defining principles that should be followed by initiating or instructing spiritual masters, disciples of initiating or instructing spiritual masters, zonal GBCs, regional secretaries, temple presidents, and other ISKCON authorized managers. The aim is to prevent misunderstanding between spiritual masters and managers, as well as to minimize the influence these potential misunderstandings might have upon devotees under their combined care. In other words, it deals with the relationship between spiritual master and disciples and managers within ISKCON. That, you know, there could be other papers like with sannyasis or with, you know, husband and wife or, you know, whatever. But this deals specifically with the topic spiritual master and necessarily their disciples in relation with ISKCON managers. There are other papers also that will come out. The committee I'm part of is Srila Prabhupada's position. Then there is a constitution committee. There are several committees that produce papers like this and will come out in the future. Spiritual master means diksha, shiksha, or both. Thank you, Prabhu. Shiksha or both. It should be noted that, from here on, unless specified, whenever we refer to the spiritual master, we mean both initiating spiritual masters and instructing spiritual masters, including managers who act as such. There could be some managers that are also, like GBCs or TPs, that are also spiritual master initiating or instructing. Additionally, whenever we refer to spiritual authorities, we mean anyone, spiritual master or manager, whose instructions, shiksha, and example have formed the foundation of a devotee's faith in devotional service and who continues to build on that foundation of the devotee's faith. Next, authority within ISKCON. This essay is not a detailed or definite analysis of ISKCON's management system. Neither it is a detailed analysis of Guru Tattva, the requisite qualities and duties of a spiritual master, and the process of choosing a spiritual master. It's not any of this. The basic premise of this essay is as follows. Whether a devotee is an initiating spiritual master, an instructing spiritual master, a sannyasi, a governing body commissioner, a zonal secretary, a regional secretary, a temple president, a congregational leader, or anyone else in a position of authority within ISKCON, the authority bestowed upon the devotee is complete only if he or she follows Srila Prabhupada's instruction to serve in ISKCON under the authority of the GBC body. That's the point. To establish this premise, we feel we need to do no more than emphasize that His divine grace consistently and clearly established this principle in His teachings, as well as within official documents He Himself signed. Srila Prabhupada thus clearly established the GBC as the ultimate managing authority, and also indicated that the GBC's jurisdiction includes the responsibility to offer spiritual guidance, shiksha, to the whole of ISKCON, including all devotees serving as spiritual masters. Now there are quotes here. Reporter, is there anyone who is designated to succeed you as the primary teacher of the movement? Srila Prabhupada, I am training some. I mean to say, advanced students, so that they may very easily take up the charge. I have made them GBC. In other words, although the GBC is the ultimate managing authority in ISKCON, the GBC's duty is not only to manage, but to teach. Two lines of authority. Since every devotee accepts his or her spiritual inspiration from higher authorities, two lines of authority with their representatives exist within ISKCON. One is seen as primarily spiritual, while the other is seen as primarily managerial. Both lines of authority serve their own unique yet interdependent purposes in submission to the orders of our founder Acharya. Both are authorized by the GBC to give shelter to devotees under their care. This shelter is given through both instructions and example. By distinguishing the two lines of spiritual authority in these terms, as primarily spiritual or primarily managerial, we are not suggesting that managerial authority is contrary to spiritual authority. Neither we are suggesting that the spiritual line of authority is somehow more privileged or intrinsically more pure. Prabhupada, management is also a spiritual activity. It is Krishna's establishment. Again, Prabhupada, in our preaching work, we deal with so much property and money and so many books bought and sold, but because these dealings all pertain to the Krishna consciousness movement, they should never be considered material. That one is absorbed in thoughts of such management does not mean that he is outside of Krishna consciousness. If one rigidly observes the regulative principle of chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, his dealings with the material world for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness movement are not different from the spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness. In a spiritual society, a manager cannot fulfill his or her duty to manage simply by declaring and enforcing rules. The rules themselves must have a spiritual foundation, and their implementation and enforcement must be applied in accordance with Vaishnava principles. Managers who serve with this understanding will generally carry the full weight of spiritual authority for those under their charge. We should therefore see the oneness between spiritual and managerial. But there is also some difference. And understanding this simultaneous oneness and difference requires the use of these two distinct terms with their explanations. The spiritual line of authority. The spiritual line of authority begins with Lord Krishna and continues to Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, and the entire disciplic succession through Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. Those who are submissive to our Sampradaya and who serve under the authority of the GBC are authorized to give shiksha and shelter in this spiritual line under the auspices of ISKCON. This spiritual line can include governing body commissioners, GBC zonal secretaries, spiritual masters, sannyasis, regional secretaries, temple presidents, congregational leaders, and both traveling and community preachers. In fact, anyone who strictly follows a bona fide spiritual master, both by example and precept, can be authorized to represent the spiritual line of authority. Generally speaking, the most prominent spiritual authority is one's initiating or instructing spiritual master. The scriptures clearly say that devotees should obey and be loyal to their spiritual masters. The spiritual masters thus exert authority over their disciples, and in so doing, the spiritual masters are able to train and educate their disciples in the development of bhakti. The spiritual masters, therefore, assume a significant role in giving their disciples the spiritual education and inspiration necessary to advancing Krishna consciousness. The managerial line of authority. Hare Krishna. Are we monopolizing the temple? Prabhu, the decision to have this in the temple was considering the fact that guests may come and... I don't know. I'm sorry if we...
No, it's not.
The managerial line of authority. In the managerial line of authority, and in accordance with Srila Prabhupada's instructions, the supervision of the society and the enforcement of its rules proceed from the GBC. When we use the word authority in the context of the managerial structure, we do not mean an absolute, infallible authority, such as the authority of Scripture, but the mandate to organize the preaching movement so that it is aligned with the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. To carry out that mandate, his followers have adopted ISKCON's managerial system given by Srila Prabhupada to take into account the proliferation of temples, congregational devotees, who are not temple residents, and projects like farms and gurukulas, as well as other favorable organizations and entities. Thus, to better serve this expanding field and its members, this structure presently includes various regional, national, and continental governing bodies, consisting of, but not limited to, governing body commissioners, GBC zonal secretaries, spiritual masters, sannyasis, regional secretaries, temple presidents, congregational leaders, and both traveling and community preachers. Defining the point of divergence. Although in an ideal world, everything would work according to Srila Prabhupada's vision for ISKCON, we have seen tendencies from those in one line of authority to interfere with those in the other line of authority. For instance, There are spiritual authorities who sometimes interfere with competent and responsible managers. They do not consider themselves part of the zonal managerial structure where their preaching has influence, though they are in fact accountable to it. But they are still either directly or indirectly managing some projects within that structure. If it sounds too complicated, I'll explain things later. Therefore, at times, they manage devotees, money, and even projects that their followers and dependents are responsible for, without a clear agreement with the managerial structure with which they intersect. By so doing, they may inadvertently undermine the managerial line of authority by encouraging their dependents to direct their service and thus their loyalty to their spiritual authority's own management structure. Is it clear? You want me to explain this? Okay, I'll get down to the end of this thing and then I'll give a brief explanation of spiritual managerial lines of authority and the point of divergence. This scenario creates not only confusion, but a spirit of separatism as well. Situations such as these can also become points of contentions for managers, although the more junior managers often refrain from directly voicing their grievances because they feel intimidated out of fear of committing offenses, especially to spiritual masters. On the other hand, there are also managerial authorities who sometimes provide inadequate spiritual care. This can fuel the spiritual master's inclination to intervene by suggesting an alternative for his disciples' association or service. For instance, managers may sometimes place greater importance on management goals than on sadhana, preaching purely, or the development of purity in the devotional service of those under their care. Managers may even neglect the spiritual development of those within their jurisdiction who do not offer resources to help their managerial vision, even though said managers may have done little to inspire help from them or to empower other authorities to do the same. Brief explanation. Spiritual line of authority, managerial line of authority. Spiritual line of authority is not defined by a code or a stamp, or is an initiating guru is a spiritual authority, or is a GBC, or is a TP, is a managerial authority. No, what has been explained before, spiritual authority is one who helps build and maintain the foundation of the spiritual life and develop of a devotee. It may happen that someone is initiated, it may happen, by a spiritual master, but then his spiritual life becomes sustained by a temple president or a Sankirtan leader or somebody that, you know, along with the spiritual master, in some cases even more than that, you know, sustains his spiritual life. It may happen. Maybe an extreme case, but sometimes it happens. So spiritual authority means the one who intervenes in someone's life by giving spiritual sustenance, nutrition, instructions, and help. Managerial line of authority is the structure created by Prabhupada, but like a sannyasi or a guru may also be a GBC or a TP. He may have also that function, within the managerial line of authority. He may be a manager as well. Many GBCs are also gurus, initiating gurus. Okay, is it clear? So the divergence comes when, let's say there is a zone, just two examples, there is a zone in which a certain GBC, a certain temple president is acting. Now, if some other GBC or guru or GBC guru or some other TP guru or whatever, or just guru, comes and has disciples there, that, and he creates a project, he starts a sangha or whatever it is, without that sangha being connected with the local structure, with the structure that has been active in that zone, created by the GBC, the local GBC, and the TP or whatever it is, then he may create a dichotomy within that. So he may create something which collides with the existing structure, with the existing strategy, preaching strategy for that particular zone. Not that everything that, whatever my spiritual master does is perfect. No, not managerially. Maybe he comes into a place and creates confusion with all the good intentions by creating, developing, growing another project which doesn't fit within the strategy for that particular zone. I'm talking about existing example. I'm not talking about theory. Things like this have happened and are happening. The other example given is a managerial authority. So in this case, a spiritual authority generates a problem for the managers, for the local GBC, who may be a spiritual master also, or for the local TP, who may be a spiritual master also. But in his function as a manager, because of this other thing that has developed in his zone, and he cannot metabolize it, cannot connect to it, he finds himself in difficulty. And he said that the younger managers, they feel sometimes intimidated because, but he's, an older devotee, Prabhupada disciples, a sannyasi, is that, how am I going to, it could even be my spiritual master one, that has done something that I as a disciple cannot and should not criticize, maybe. But as a manager, as a TP of this area, I see is creating a problem for the strategy of the area. Okay. The other example given is when the manager doesn't think of the welfare of the devotee. He thinks only to achieve his managerial goals. And therefore, the manager is not acting as a spiritual authority. Is actually, I will use the word exploit, it's a big word. But, I'm take it with a grain of mercy, exploits, in one sense, the devotee to achieve certain goals without, regardless of whether is sadhana, the sadhana of the devotee is taken care of, whether he's getting purified, whether he's learning and becoming attached to his spiritual master, to the Guru Parampara, to Prabhupada, to Srila Prabhupada. But, as long as he works, as long as he produces, that's good. That's, it's okay with me. And therefore, the spiritual master may feel inclined to intervene, and sometimes that creates divergence. Okay? Is it clear?
Yes.
Okay. Clear to everyone? Fine. I go on. Deference to the managerial line of authority. The above mentioned scenarios cause tension between the spiritual and the managerial lines of authority. Of course, it is understood that circumstances do arise when there are financially independent devotees who have no managerial connection with locally organized sanghas. Sanghas means temples, yeah, and or bhakti vrikshas, whatever they are. Still, it should not be assumed that no effort is being made by local management structures to include every devotee or aspiring devotee within their locally managed system of care for congregational devotees. In other words, you shouldn't think, oh, the locals are not taking care, so I have the right to go in and do, you know. Therefore, with respect to the service performed by ISKCON managers, a spiritual master should always seek approval from the managers overseeing the area of jurisdiction in which his disciples are living before suggesting a new sangha of service for them or intervening in other managerial decisions. Best, of course, is to train the disciples to offer respect to their local managers right from the start of the spiritual master-disciple relationship. Many ISKCON managers are carrying out the responsibility of maintaining the temples, deities, book distribution, and other standards given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Dependents are not only those who are spiritually dependent. There are instances where devotees are also financially dependent upon their spiritual authorities and are financially maintained by the structures of the spiritual authorities that the spiritual authorities have themselves created. Deity installation means regular worship without fail and for good. Therefore, spiritual masters should teach their disciples to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission by cooperating with their local leaders and managers. But this does not mean that a manager should assume that he or she has complete freedom to ignore legitimate needs of those under his or her care, or that he or she has the freedom to ignore concerns expressed by spiritual masters who ask them to see that their disciples are properly cared for. They should be sensitive to the concerns of the spiritual masters as well as their disciples. If the spiritual master still strongly feels that the level of care for his disciples within the local management structure is inadequate, taking into account the level of commitment and responsibilities being asked of them, his disciple, then he may appeal on their behalf to the higher levels of management, the local GBC, or other ISKCON avenues of appeal, as listed later in this paper. More on this point will be addressed later. But before we do that, we will firstly briefly discuss the topic of faith. Those in both lines of authority will be well served to consider the relevance of faith to the broader issues being discussed here. Authority is built on the continuous development of faith. ISKCON's greatest asset is the faith of its members. Even if there are no temples, no projects, no income, and only a few followers, if there is faith, there will be prosperity in the true sense of the term. Consider what Srila Prabhupada has written in the following letter. There is a proverb in Sanskrit literature that enthusiastic persons achieve the favor of the goddess of fortune. In the western part of the world, there is tangible example of this slogan. People in this part of the world are very much enthusiastic in material advancement, and they've got it. Similarly, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, if we become enthusiastic in spiritual matters, then we also get success in that way. Take, for example, I came to your country in ripe old age, but I had one asset, enthusiasm and faith in my spiritual master. I think these assets only are giving me some light of hope, whatever I have achieved so far with your cooperation. And in his purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is 9.3, Srila Prabhupada writes, faith is the most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. Those in the spiritual line of authority should preach and behave in such a way that they nourish and protect their dependents' faith in pure devotional service, in our Sampradaya, in Srila Prabhupada, and in ISKCON, including its management. Spiritual masters also have the added responsibility of nourishing and protecting ISKCON's managers' faith that they, the spiritual masters, are fit representatives of the spiritual line of authority. If the spiritual masters act in a contrary way, they will erode the faith of others. Conversely, those in the managerial line of authority should manage, preach, and behave in such a way that they build and sustain the trust of those in the spiritual line of authority and their disciples. By the managers showing genuine concern for the devotees under their care, the spiritual masters will then naturally encourage their disciples to assist the manager in his service. But if managers act in a way contrary to spiritual principles, in conflict with the spiritual interests of those devotees for whom they are responsible, that will also erode others' faith. Therefore, to safeguard the faith of all ISKCON members, it is necessary that we delineate clear principles for both lines of authority to follow. Is that clear so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say yeah, but I want to hear. Yes. Yeah. Is that clear? All right. Spiritual masters are not independent. To further clarify the need to introduce well-defined principles, we will examine the position of spiritual masters within the managerial structure of ISKCON. When Srila Prabhupada was physically present, he was ISKCON's sole initiating spiritual master, its preeminent Shiksha Guru, and the supreme managerial authority superior to the GBC. Prabhupada, we are managing our Krishna consciousness movement by the Governing Body Commission, GBC. We have got about 20 GBCs looking after the whole world affair. And above the GBC, I am there. Below the GBC are the temple president, secretary, treasurer in every center. So the temple president is responsible to the GBC, and the GBC is responsible to me. In this way, we are managing. In Srila Prabhupada's physical absence, the structure is now somewhat different. His divine grace instructed that the GBC should be the ultimate managing authority for ISKCON. At the same time, he indicated that this society should have multiple spiritual masters. Anyone following the order of Lord Chaitanya under the guidance of his bona fide representative can become a spiritual master. And I wish that in my absence, all my disciples become the bona fide spiritual masters to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. This gives rise to a challenging situation. Many spiritual organizations, Hare Krishna, Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. So this is like Kirtan, what we are reading. If we have understood what we are reading, this is like Kirtan, it's not different. Yeah. This gives rise to a challenging situation. Now I need some light. Some light. Thank you. Thank you. Many spiritual organizations have one spiritual master operating as the sole head of the institution, whereas ISKCON has many spiritual masters within one organization, in addition to a governing body that operates as the ultimate managing authority for the institution as a whole. Those serving as spiritual masters in ISKCON are meant to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and work under the GBC body. The spiritual masters are thus obligated to follow the society's policies and codes of conduct, including those outlined in this GBC-approved paper, and to abide by the decision of its management. Included within that obligation is the responsibility to inspire their disciples to associate with and serve within ISKCON's already existing managerial and devotee care sanghas located within their disciples' area of residence, rather than only inspiring them to associate with themselves, the spiritual masters, or with their sanghas and projects that have no connection with the ISKCON zonal management structure. Clear. Disciples should avoid creating conflict between their authorities. Disciples should also understand the greater picture within ISKCON. Certainly, a spiritual master may be more spiritually advanced than any given GBC member or any other ISKCON manager, while there may also be cases where the local GBC or ISKCON manager may be more spiritually advanced than a particular spiritual master. Nevertheless, concerning the spiritual management of the society, as we have already clearly shown, Srila Prabhupada invested authority in the GBC and its individual members and in other ISKCON managers. If a disciple has the mistaken conviction that his or her spiritual master is above the GBC and ISKCON laws and policies, that should be corrected by the spiritual master and other authorities. Otherwise, that misconception may lead to actions which create conflict between his or her spiritual and managerial authorities. Indeed, all disciples should follow their ISKCON authorities in the same way that all initiating and instructing spiritual masters should follow their own authorities within ISKCON. By both example and precept, therefore, all spiritual masters should not only educate and train their disciples in the development of bhakti, but should also educate and train them about their relation to the managerial structure of ISKCON, as well as about the spiritual master's own relation to that structure. Principles being introduced. Education of gurus' disciples. Are we there? Okay. It is the responsibility of the spiritual masters within ISKCON to help every one of their disciples clearly understand the following. 1. The spiritual master draws his authority from his fidelity to Srila Prabhupada. This includes fidelity to Srila Prabhupada's order to work within his mission, ISKCON. 2. The spiritual master is a member of ISKCON and, as such, is accountable to the collective will of its leadership, the GBC body. 3. The spiritual master does not derive any specific right or prerogative over ISKCON resources simply by dint of his being a spiritual master. Moreover, the spiritual master should not misuse his rights and prerogatives over his disciples. 4. The disciples should follow their ISKCON authorities in the same way that all initiating and instructing spiritual masters set an example by following their own ISKCON authorities. 5. Disciples have the essential task of surrendering to Krishna through the spiritual master, and included within this task is recognizing and respecting other superiors within ISKCON's management who are helping them in their process of spiritual progress. 6. Spiritually mature managers may be the main Shiksha gurus for devotees who are not their initiated disciples, and such relationships are to be fully encouraged by the initiating spiritual masters. Conduct of gurus. Moreover, to show respect towards the managerial line of authority and to help nurture and protect managers' faith in the spiritual line of authority, every spiritual master should. 1. When first visiting, or preferably before arriving at a recognized ISKCON temple or preaching center, ask the local manager how he, the spiritual master, may serve that yatra during his visit, rather than the spiritual master only pursuing his own agenda. 2. Before planning a visit to a zone or region where there is no local temple or preaching center, first ask the zonal GBC if there is a vision local leaders have for that place or region which he, the spiritual master, could serve. What vision he could serve. 3. If there is a disagreement in terms of managerial decisions, do his best to cooperate with the relevant authority. If no agreement can be reached, then the spiritual master should defer to the decision of the relevant authority with the option of appealing to higher authorities if necessary. Duties of managers. To build cooperation within ISKCON, show respect for the spiritual line of authority, and help nurture and protect the faith of spiritual masters and their disciples in the managerial line of authority, all managers should. 1. be receptive to advice given by initiating spiritual masters and other itinerant preachers visiting their area of jurisdiction, especially on matters concerning devotee care. 2. Protect the faith that their dependents have in pure devotional service and in the principle of accepting and serving an initiating spiritual master and instructing spiritual masters. 3. Encourage and support a system of devotee care, i.e. counselor system, Brahminical advisory board, etc., within their sphere of management. 4. Assure that the managers in their line of authority are themselves trained in the principles of devotee care. 5. Inform visiting spiritual masters about the spiritual health and overall well-being of their disciples. 6. Encourage and help visiting spiritual masters and other itinerant preachers to reach out to those disciples who are in need and who would be most responsive to their help. 7. Ensure that there is an equitable system for initiation recommendations which does not condone unwarranted pressure or manipulation from the local management for managerial gains. I need a pujari, initiate him, like that. Summary, and then we'll go with questions. To promote the full flourishing of devotees' spiritual lives, Srila Prabhupada created for ISKCON a managerial structure with clear lines of authority. Every member of ISKCON should respect this structure and learn to work within it. The goal of the managerial structure is spiritual: to facilitate the spiritual advancement of ISKCON's members through association with devotees, opportunities for service, and effective preaching strategies. Simultaneously, ISKCON affirms the fundamental importance of accepting initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. Of paramount importance, of course, is our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, who is the initiating spiritual master of many devotees in ISKCON and the foremost instructing spiritual master of every devotee, now and in the future. Can you chant somewhere else, Prabhu? Also important are the many initiating and instructing spiritual masters now serving in ISKCON. All spiritual masters and their disciples should likewise appreciate the importance of the many managers in our society who help guide and train disciples and oversee the facilities ISKCON provides for their spiritual advancement. All spiritual masters and their disciples should work cooperatively within ISKCON's managerial system, both to benefit themselves spiritually and to help the society flourish. This cooperative, mutually respectful spirit is the best way to preserve the society's unit. Please, Srila Prabhupada, and expand the Sankirtan mission. In the mood of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada desired that the Sankirtan movement be spread all over the world, to every town and village. He demonstrated that desire by his constant traveling, writing, and speaking. He requested his disciples to open centers far and wide, distribute his books, arrange for attractive festivals, distribute prasada, etc. It was Srila Prabhupada's desire that ISKCON continue to expand, to rise as the benediction moon of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It is for this purpose that Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON as a spiritual institution with a managerial structure. The purpose of this structure is to maintain the standards he established, to offer shelter and spiritual nourishment to the devotees, and to support and increase the Sankirtan mission. To please Srila Prabhupada by delivering the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai to the conditioned souls, everyone within ISKCON, spiritual masters, disciples, and managers alike, should work cooperatively within this structure. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? Any clarification first? Great.
Is this an enforced document? So everybody should comply with it?
Excuse me?
Is it already an enforced document?
Yeah, yes. It is a policy paper.
But was it discussed with the spiritual authorities or only managerial authorities issued this document?
I couldn't follow the question.
If spiritual masters are also included in this creation of the document?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
We had a meeting in... already some of the GVC members are spiritual masters, but we also had a meeting this year in Mayapur and invited sannyasis and spiritual masters, and this is a paper that was also given and discussed with them, and of course some like it more, some like it less. It's life. The real point is, in all fields, some disciple like it more, some like it less, some spiritual masters like it more, some like it less, some managers like it more, like it less. The real point is that we have a transcendental spiritual institution with a transcendental structure, and everything has to fit in it. If I want to be in ISKCON, whatever my service may be, whatever my level of spiritual authority may be, whether I am a Sankirtan leader, a temple president, a GBC, a sannyasi, an initiating spiritual master, whatever it is, I have to abide by the rules and regulations and laws given by the GBC body. This is a clear instruction given by Srila Prabhupada. If you have read his books, he clearly defines the failure of the Gaudiya Math as not having taken up the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati of creating a GBC body, but wanting to create an Acharya instead. In ISKCON we also suffered, because after Srila Prabhupada's demise, there was not one Acharya, there were 11 Acharyas. Prabhupada, as we read here, never made acharyas. He gave service of initiating spiritual master to some devotees. But whether it's 1 or 11 or 111, if the influence and power of the spiritual masters, or the spiritual line of authority, goes above that of the managerial line of authority, then there is havoc, and we have to suffer greatly within ISKCON, greatly, because some of these gurus felt they were above the GBC, and they acted as if they were above the GBC body, independently, and the result is that most of them are not with us anymore. they had spiritual difficulty, because every instruction of the Acharya, it's a spiritual instruction. It's not that some instructions of Prabhupada, like take initiation from a spiritual master, that's a spiritual instruction, and follow the GBC, it's a managerial, material instruction. They're both spiritual instructions. Not that one is spiritual, one is material. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. So this is for everyone. Yes. And it's very clearly outlined here. A spiritual master should train his disciples with his example first to be an humble servant of ISKCON. Because he derives his faculty of being a spiritual master not just because of being initiated by Prabhupada or being initiated in the line. He derives his spiritual power by being a member of ISKCON and following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Let's say, to give an example, I am initiated by Prabhupada. Let's say one day I say, I take certain instructions of Prabhupada, but other instructions, like, you know, I'm not going to take. But still I want to be a spiritual master. Can I do that? I cannot do that. I mean, I can do it and some people may follow me, but it's not bona fide. It's just not bona fide. Let's say that I am a GBC. That's valid for both. Let's say I'm a GBC, but then I decide that I don't want to work as a GBC within the ISKCON structure, and I go and make my own zone wherever I like as a GBC. I'm a laughing stock. I may call myself a GBC. GBC of what? I am a GBC within the ISKCON structure. I am a spiritual master within this construction. It's not, yeah, we have to go out of this idea that one is like, you know, Prabhupada put the hand on someone's head and infused the spiritual qualities and he can initiate. It is, this idea prevailed in ISKCON for many years and almost destroyed ISKCON. A spiritual master is a servant of ISKCON. And if a spiritual master preaches contrary to that, he's not acting properly. And he may risk to lose his bona fide function as a spiritual master. It is a serious thing. It is a serious thing. If I, as a spiritual master, I am also a spiritual master and I have disciples since 1988, so if I tell some of my disciples, GBC is secondary, you know, you listen to me. You know, I'm giving you the inspiration, I'm giving you the word, I'm sustaining you in spiritual life. By saying GBC is secondary, I'm saying ISKCON is secondary also. I'm saying the institution is secondary. May be there or not be there. Then I am not being bona fide in my function as a spiritual master. I'm betraying Prabhupada because I'm betraying his institution. Now, one may think, these are general things, I mean, speaking by experience, and stop me if you have a question on the way, you know? One may think, but, and this is the basis of this paper, one may think, but what my spiritual master is telling me is through the Guru Parampara. What the GBC or what, you know, a manager is telling me That's external. That's not necessarily, it's not within the guru parampara. It's not necessarily transcendental instruction. Wrong. It's wrong. It's not that the manager may not make a mistake in giving a managerial instruction. But it's not even that a spiritual master may not make a mistake be giving a spiritual instructions. You want me to give you the list of how many spiritual masters made mistakes by saying to the disciple, get married to that, or don't get married, or do this, you know? There's many cases. Or do this service, or infringing with the managerial authorities. On the other hand, many managers make mistakes also, and it is said they are not really concerned about sometimes their spiritual, the spiritual life of their disciples of the devotees. That makes the institution material. But there are, it's a mistake to think that there are only possible mistakes on the managerial side because of its being somewhat less spiritual, and no mistakes on the spiritual side because that being spiritual. That's a mistake. It's a mistake. And this paper is addressing this mistake. I mean, let's be frank. How many devotees think that, you know, their spiritual master should be subjected to the GBC body, should be subjected to a group there in a room somewhere, you know, in Mayapur? They are taking decisions, they are managing the society, the big managers. It's, how many do think that they should be subject? But let me tell you something from the other perspective of having been a GBC also for 22 years. So many times, the GBC body had to regulate, correct, direct spiritual masters, which otherwise would have, because of, would say, immaturity or some, you know, whatever, superficiality in some cases, created problems for their disciples. Other times, we have had the contrary. Some spiritual master came and gave good advices. I mean, you two are talking. I'm sure you're talking about something very interesting. Okay. All right. So, some other times, spiritual masters have gone into a particular area or zone and helped out what could have become a managerial disaster because of the managers not being able to progress properly the devotee's spiritual life or the strategy for expanding Krishna consciousness in that area. But here what is said ultimately, that we have to work within, there are duties, there are responsibilities. We have to work within a methodology. There is a methodology of work the Prabhupada has given. Let's say, for example, sannyasis, which are considered to be the spiritual master of all, masters of all orders. When a sannyasi comes, you know, he is respected. When Prabhupada was present, the sannyasis would work under the GBC body. It was clear. The sannyasis would be dispatched here or dispatched there, sometimes by Prabhupada himself, sometimes by the GBC body. And he wanted everyone to work under the GBC body. If a sannyasi would go and say, I don't want to work under the GBC, I want to work under you, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you follow the GBC. You know, you can find it in the Shikshamrita dozens of times. You follow the GBC. In one particular case, one devotee who had a lot of followers in Hawaii. A lot. Hare Krishna. He went to Prabhupada and he said, No, he had brought his followers before to into ISKCON, and but he couldn't work within the structure. So Prabhupada said to him, work under the GBC, please. He said, I can't. I cannot work under the GBC. It's like, you know, a dress which is too tight for me or something like this, you know? So Prabhupada said, okay, you may have your own movement, but don't call it ISKCON. That's what he said. And they are still there. They call the Aribolds, I think. That's the name. Somewhere in Hawaii. So, if you had to be within ISKCON, you have to work under the GBC. Now, I can understand that some disciples may feel, you know, I read in the Shastra that my spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. That Krishna comes in the form of the spiritual master. Madan Mohan Vigraha is the initiating spiritual master through the, you know, and Govinda Deva Vigraha is the instructing spiritual master. And Gopinath is the one who gives the prayojana, the love of God. So that conflicts with my spiritual master having to be subject to somebody else. So he's not absolute. So that understanding is not complete. Yes, your spiritual master, if he follows strictly, Prabhupada said, whether there is a liberated soul or is not a liberated soul, if he follows strictly, he acts on the liberated platform. So seven accept the fact that Prabhupada is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of everyone, is there. We read his books in Bhagavatam. Taking that, the spiritual master, he is a follower of Prabhupada. If he follows Prabhupada's instructions, and Prabhupada's desire. Let's talk about desire. Prabhupada said, "I had faith, and in my spiritual master. That's why I had some kind of success." I had faith in my spiritual master. I came, you know, I was in my ripe old age, you know, but I had faith in my spiritual master, faith and desire to serve him. So, a devotee who acts as a spiritual master, whose function, whose service is that of a spiritual master, because it's a service to his spiritual master, should try to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. If I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, what would be my most important duty in life? To satisfy my spiritual master, to satisfy Srila Prabhupada. And as devotees of this movement, everyone should have as the foremost desire that of satisfying the spiritual master, because then yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat yasya prasadat. Okay, so by pleasing the spiritual master, Krishna is pleased. But now let's analyze what Prabhupada's desire is. There is a name for Prabhupada's desire. It's called ISKCON. And you'll see that in another paper that will come on Srila Prabhupada's position. It's clearly stated, I mean, with very deep, deep understanding of the Shastra, that ISKCON is his body. This movement is no different from Prabhupada. Or you better say, from Prabhupada's desire. So, you may say one day, well, I dreamed that Prabhupada wanted me to create another movement. some people did that, to create another thing, another institution. But Prabhupada clearly states, if you want to serve outside of ISKCON or do some, you're living in an hallucination. He writes that in the books. So it's clear that Prabhupada's desire is manifested in the form of ISKCON, the devotee's family, the association of devotees, the instrument for spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement, That's his desire. So if I'm a spiritual master, I have to serve his desire. How can I avoid or exclude ISKCON from Prabhupada's desire? I cannot. Therefore, if I accept ISKCON, I have to accept ISKCON the way Prabhupada established it. Not that I want my ISKCON. Whether I'm a manager, or I'm a spiritual master, whether I'm a GBC, a sannyasi, or a guru, if I want to my ISKCON the way ISKCON has to be, and not according to Prabhupada's desire, then I'm not satisfying Srila Prabhupada's desire. Thank you. And I'm not satisfying. I'm not trying to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire. And in his instructions, I mean, he's over and over again repeated, follow the GBC body. This paper is meant to harmonize everyone's service, from the pot washer, which is glorious, to the Sankirtan devotee, book distributor, to the TP, to the GBC, to the initiating spiritual master, to the instructing spiritual masters, to the sannyasi, to the griyastas, whatever it is, to harmonize all of them, to work within ISKCON under the leadership, ultimate managing authority of the GBC, as per Prabhupada's desire. This is the purpose. The purpose of this paper is not to take away faith in the spiritual masters, initiating and instructing from the disciple. No, you should. One is a very neophyte devotee if he thinks that all my faith has to be in the spiritual master, and I'm afraid if someone else tells me something, it may take away from the faith of my spiritual master. We have to rise to a higher platform of devotional service. A kanista adhikari only sees his spiritual master, nothing else. And even if Prabhupada, through some other devotee, gives him a good instruction in a situation, no, it has to be, you know. And we have seen devotees following, unfortunately, fallen leaders, spiritual leaders, down in the ditch because of this. We have seen it historically. I'm not going to give numbers because it's big. We have to understand that this is Prabhupada manifests in the form of ISKCON. And ISKCON is composed of GBCs, initiating spiritual masters, instructing spiritual masters, temple presidents, leaders, friends, God brothers, God cousins. It's a wide variety of situation within ISKCON. If you just isolate your relationship with your spiritual master and you think that that relationship is absolute in all spheres of life of ISKCON, that's a big mistake. Then you know what's going to be created? Another Gaudiya Math. The Gaudiya Math, what is the Gaudiya Math now? Is an archipelago. You know what an archipelago is? A number of islands. You know, archipelago, you know? It's a number of islands, everyone on its own. It's called the Gaudiya Math, but there is no unifying factor. Now, what's gonna prevent 50 years from now, 100 years from now, when Prabhupada's disciples will not be on the planet anymore, his grand disciples will not be on the planet anymore. We'll be dead. The third or fourth generation of devotees. Third or fourth generation of spiritual masters. What's going to keep ISKCON together? Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada's instructions on this institution, on the spiritual life, how to conduct your sadhana, to chant Hare Krishna, and on how ISKCON should be kept together. The association of devotees should be kept together and structured. This is what to keep us together. Otherwise, there may be people that chant Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm the disciple of that disciple of that disciple of Prabhupada. Yeah, we are on our own here in Guatemala or whatever it is, you know. And, oh, we are here in Belarus or, you know. And, you know, it's like, it's going to be like that, an archipelago. And we don't want that because the power of expanding Krishna consciousness comes from the association of devotees, comes from this transcendental instrument that Srila Prabhupada has created in the form of ISKCON. We have seen that the Gaudiya Math, they dispersed their power of intervention in this world to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement or Lord Chaitanya's mission was practically not felt. All those who came in the West are doing something, they're doing, they're photocopying what Prabhupada did. You know what I mean? And ISKCON is still the most vibrant, developing spiritual institution, Vaishnava institution in the world. So we need, when Prabhupada, you know that, you must have heard this. Prabhupada asking Giriraj Swami, when he was in on the last days, is that a cake? No,
Shiva.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, I have no glasses. Jai Shiva. So, he was ill, and the last times of period of his presence here, so he was lying in the bed. He called Giriraj Maharaj, and he asked him, "How will the movement go on? How will this movement go on after my departure?" And Giriraj Maharaj, caught by surprise, he said, "Well, if we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, if we read your books, if we have a proper sadhana, we follow the regulated principle." Prabhupada said, "No." He said, "Organization and intelligence." In other words, it's not that organization and intelligence, they are substitutes for chanting properly once round, you know, reading, having proper sadhana, following the principles. But if you're talking about a movement, that we individually do that is not sufficient. You need to be organized. You need to be together. You need to have, like a transcendental machinery, it has to be functioning in all its parts. It has to be guided also. And that the steering wheel, Prabhupada, has unmistakably put the GBC. Otherwise he would have said, "Oh, the gurus will be the ultimate managing authority, or the ultimate authority within school." He never said that. He clearly said, GBC is the ultimate managing authority. It means for the whole society. And he also said, or he would have said, the sannyasis will be the ultimate managing authority. Or he would have said something. Or the TPs. He said the GBCs. And he wrote it in his will. So, and also, we conclude by saying, Prabhupada said, if you want to show your love for me, or you'll be showing your love for me, I'm paraphrasing, by how you cooperate to keep together this ISKCON institution. Okay, one may say, I'm chanting, whether it is a TP or whether it's a GBC or a spiritual master, I'm chanting, I'm bringing a lot of people, we are really deep in this, deep in that, in the conscious. But if you are not cooperating for keeping this institution together, the way Prabhupada wanted it, there is a question mark on your love for Prabhupada. There is a question mark. Okay, so I think, you know, there was an answer to a question, there was a class almost, but anyhow, I try to touch many points that generally are in the minds of the devotees. Anyhow, we are confident that if devotees understand this paper with an open heart and due to, you know, on the basis of loving Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of our movement, the preeminent shiksha guru, the preeminent guru for everyone, on the basis of love for him, on the basis of love for his desire, for his movement, they follow this. Both GBCs, spiritual masters, TPs, disciples, everyone. There will be an increase of faith. We will see how Prabhupada's arrangement, Prabhupada's organization, Hare Krishna, is not a material one. It's not a material arrangement. It is a spiritual mechanism. It's a spiritual organization. It's something unprecedented. In the past, the relationship was between guru and disciple. That was it. There was no organization. But Lord Chaitanya, he created an organization, actually. He organized. And then the Goswami came up. Then it was lost, and Srila Bhaktivinoda came back, started the Namahata. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta tried with the Gaudiya Math. But his disciples didn't follow his instructions. I met so many Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada's disciples, because I was living in India. Many. I knew. I was living in Mayapur and Calcutta. I can even name them. Beauty. If you take them individually, wonderful devotee. Madhav Maharaj, big preacher. A big Damodar Maharaj, very humble. The Puri Maharaj, both, you know, BP, BV, Puri Maharaj. I met so many. But because they didn't, Sridhar Maharaj, we used to know. These are direct Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta disciples, others. There was also the brother of Bhaktisiddhanta, Lalita Prasad. So, there, you take them individually, wow, you know, what a, you know, personality. What a, you know, I mean, you met Madhav Maharaj, it was impressive. It was a giant, like preaching, very strong. So, but because they couldn't work together, they couldn't cooperate under a GBC body, it fell apart. And it's incredible that such personalities could make this mistake. One may think, wow, it's incredible. But it happened. Prabhupada states it, right? Prabhupada writes it, right? Follow the Gaudiya Math, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? Everyone can read. So we shouldn't make the same mistake. Everyone should work cooperatively within this institution. It's not a material shell. It's not a material structure. It's not a prison for our spiritual longings, spiritual desire. It is a wonderful transcendental mechanism. Thank you.
Put it on my head. I'll look like
it. Don't take pictures, though. I mean, I can also dance if you want. but whatever. It's from the deity, so I'll accept. So it is a transcendental, beautiful, actually, machinery for expanding Krishna consciousness. It's the parts are conscious parts of this machinery. They are not unconscious parts like in a material machinery. They are conscious parts, and they like drive towards the goal, which is expansion of Krishna consciousness and the rescuing of the fallen souls. That's what we, you know, that's what this machinery is. So let's understand it in this way, and then we'll be amazing. Already a beautiful relationship with one spiritual master is amazing, no? By itself, it's beautiful, you get inspired. But if that is within the frame of being part of a transcendental machinery of which the spiritual master, your spiritual master instructing or initiating or and the others apart, and you advance together, it's like the difference between playing alone and playing in an orchestra, in a symphony. It's a all different perception, different experience. We are actually twice fortunate because we have sincere devotees. I mean, we've been initiated either directly by Srila Prabhupada or one of his disciples. We are instructed by Srila Prabhupada and other instructing spiritual masters, his disciples or disciples of his disciples. And we are part, that's one fortune, and we are part also of this transcendental, wonderful machinery that expands Krishna consciousness, this incredible orchestra. It's a double fortune. So please, try to understand this and follow it with all your heart, because it is not meant to limit anyone. And if anybody says this, whether he is a spiritual master or a manager or a GBC, oh, I'm limited, I have to consult the spiritual master every time that comes, you know, and I have to listen, but, you know, or a spiritual master says, well, I want to do some project, you know, now I got to deal with a GBC, or, you know, I can't move a foot without, you know, and the GBC made this mistake or that mistake, you know, whatever. If it's taken in this way as a limited, you know, it's going to be... It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. The worst thing that can happen to any devotee is to isolate himself, whether himself with all his friends or group or whatever, within ISKCON, from ISKCON. That's the worst thing. We have seen is the preface for a fall down. It's always preliminary to a kind of fall down, whether it is essential fall down or a philosophical fall down or... You know, we are protected within ISKCON. We are protected from all points of view, spiritually, philosophically, in all ways. Stay within ISKCON. This is a magna carta, you say, a big edict to ask the devotees, actually to implore them, stay within ISKCON, stay within Prabhupada's family, within Prabhupada's structure. And your faith will increase, your inspiration will increase, your Krishna consciousness will increase. Whether you are a simple devotee, a big GBC or a big guru, it doesn't make any difference. It's for everyone. Okay, thank you. If you don't have any impelling questions, I think we should close here. Is that okay? Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Mm-hmm.